Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Lincoln Police Chief Lee Miller, we appreciate you taking a few precious moments out of your morning to talk with us. Rick Tyler and Paul Wolf on this end of the PD Cudor telephone line. And gosh, we know that this town of Lincoln wants to run a tight ship, but trimming that much from a budget, yeah, and then with the concerns that we have for public safety, what are we looking at, sir?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, I get the town definitely elected a council that is very fiscally wants to be responsible, and I appreciate that. But certainly that budget that they passed for the police department and the fire department really is going to hurt the citizens of Lincoln, I think.
We've even seen some people sharing their concerns in posts, granted, on social media, saying, and they were saying sarcastically, I can't wait for police calls to become delayed or unanswered. I can't wait for the uptick in crime. How serious is the risk to public safety with a cut like you're looking at in Lincoln, sir?
Yeah, I think Lincoln's kind of a unique town because of how big it is. And, you know, we're not near any other local municipality. So, you know, we really rely on ourselves. We certainly have our partners with the sheriff's office and the state police. But, you know, we're not a town that can just call for backup and somebody's right there. So we need the right amount of police officers to make sure that our officers are safe and that the citizens are safe.
In a state where we have seen the number of state troopers pulled off the road because of budget restraints, anyone that thinks that, well, the state police can help pick up the slack, or even the sheriff's department can pick up the slack, that might not be entirely true.
Yeah, I mean, we have great relationships with both those agencies, and you know, they're always at our police department, that, you know, we see them daily. But, you know, they cover a big area, and we can't rely on them to back us up. You know, they could be anywhere. So that's really tough.
I heard you make a point when talking with a reporter from ABC 7 and Fox 22, and I think it bears repeating if we could, sir, and that is it costs money to train the police officers that we have protecting our cities and our towns. Could this really pinch training?
Yeah, there's two folds to that. One is, you know, obviously, you know, cutting the budget cuts money out of the training budget, but it also makes it harder to go to trainings when, you know, we're limited on staffing. So getting that staff time to be able to go to those trainings is going to be harder because, you know, I'm filling, you know, trying to fill their shift is going to be more difficult.
Now talk to us about recruitment in a situation like this.
Yes, certainly. You know, that's a tough one, you know, because, you know, people are going to hear, hey, you know, Lincoln's not doing good as far as, you know, the budget restraints. And how do we, you know, urge people to come and be a police officer in our town? And I think we do that by just, you know, continuing to, you know, spread our message and, you know, show that we're still going to be a police department. You know, we're still going to respond to calls. You know, the community still needs us, and we can certainly make it through this, hopefully.
We're talking how budget cuts by the town council could seriously affect public safety in Lincoln with Lincoln Police Chief Lee Miller. There's recruiting, and then there's retention. Not too long ago, we had the chief of public safety of Brewer sitting in our Chris Martin, right? Mm-hmm. Paul was in our studio, and we talked about the challenges of not only recruiting, but retaining the people that we have that are working for us. Is retention a factor in this as well?
You know, it certainly it could be, right? You know, people have a right to worry about, hey, you know, how secure is the Lincoln Police Department? And, you know, it's my job while I'm there to ensure that, you know, we have a good police department and, you know, create a culture that wants to have people stay there, even in the tough times.
Mm. And then we get to equipment and gear, even as we talk about first responders, like those to the Robbins Lumber Fire. We all got a wake-up call as to just how much a piece of apparatus costs, an engine, a tanker. There's gear, there's equipment that a police department like yours has to keep mind on. And is there a risk that some of the cuts might affect the gear that you have with which to do your job?
Yeah, certainly we've come a long way with our equipment. When I started at Lincoln, we didn't have, you know, we didn't have body cams. We didn't have some other equipment that was essential in doing the job. And we've done a good job on trying to get all that equipment and get it up to speed, you know, getting cruisers that, you know, are functional and that are properly equipped. And, you know, hopefully we can continue to do those things. We need those things. Those are essential parts of our jobs. And, you know, in a modernized police department, that's really important.
Hmm. We asked this of Chief Martin when he was with us. Some are under the maybe the misconception that AI is going to help solve many of the problems. I don't think AI is, unless we're going to talk flock cameras again, and let's not get into
Oh,
my word. Put a flock camera on every loon in Lincoln. That'll solve all the problems. No, I don't think AI is a solution to maintain the level of staffing that the Lincoln Police Department needs. If I'm wrong, you can slap the cuffs on me and read me my rights, Chief.
Right. Yeah. No, certainly. I don't think we're going to have any RoboCops anytime soon either. So I think it's a time that we, you know, it's still a profession that requires somebody to actually talk to somebody and solve problems, and not every problem's the same. And AI is not going to be able to figure that out. We need the person on the street doing that.
What is the next step for Lincoln? Is the ink already dry on this budget, or is there any time to go back and talk? And I know property taxpayers, they want to be heard and they deserve to be heard. But so does law enforcement. Everyone wants to feel safe in their community. Is this budget done and dusted, or is there some chance to go back and talk and find some compromise?
Yeah, I think they're pretty set. You know, I've had many conversations with the counselor that brought that forward, and you know, I think that's pretty set on what they wanted to do. I think you know, hopefully we can make it through this year, and you know, continue to you know, give the same level of service.
A listener writes into us. Well, they could deputize balloon. And if you're in Lincoln, you know what we're talking about, but I don't think that's really a part of the solution. Until then, we hope things are safe and your teams are safe. Lincoln Police Chief Lee Miller, thanks for bringing this to us this morning on Maine's Morning News. Have a safe day, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate having me on.
Yeah. Our telephone number is 1-800-966-1039. 1-800-966-1039. Paul, I'm going to ask you, if you would, to keep an eye on at least what we're seeing on our social media pages. We'll check the Varney Group text line as well in a moment at 601-207-4478. But we want to ask listeners the question of the day. Caller on line one, thanks for being with us on Maine's Morning News. Let us ask you, should municipalities put public safety first when considering budget cuts in their communities? Caller, what are you thinking?
Good morning. This is Councilor Hannington from Lincoln.
Councilor Hannington.
State representative.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, what are your thoughts?
State representative. My thought, town government in Lincoln has exploded exponentially in the last 8-9 years. And when you ride by the fire department and the police department and you see equipment setting, we have probably 3 cruisers every day not being used. And that is concerning for the taxpayers, because we're probably sitting on $600-$700 worth of equipment that's not being used. They use it occasionally. And then, you know, our payroll is 70 cents on every dollar brought in from taxpayers go out in wages. And I understand we need to pay wages to attract people, but the same people that you're trying to protect, I have preached for years, the same people that you're trying to protect to pay those high wages are the same people that are being squeezed out of their homes because of the property taxes. We have seniors that lived in this town in the well into the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and they have loved ones paying their property taxes because they can't keep their home on the lake, or they're taking reverse mortgages to pay their taxes for the last 20 years of their life just so they enjoy that home on the lake that, you know, they worked and strived for years out of the Lincoln Mill. They never really made a lot of money, but they made a good living. And now we're taxing them out of their homes. We have property taxes that's not even levied. We spent $15,000 plus to have a gentleman go out and assess 156 properties. That wasn't added to the tax rolls. That could have generated several hundred thousands of dollars. So I think what we're doing, we're on the right track. you know, and then we added a fifth crew on the fire department. We added a third ambulance. Our services are not going to be cut. We're going to go back to what they was prior, and we got to be fiscally conservative, because if we don't, our taxpayers, we're going to continue to lose them, and then who pays them?
But Sheldon, can I ask a couple of questions of you while you're on the phone with me?
Yes, you could.
Okay, let's go to the first thing that you pointed out concerning the cruisers that maybe there are parked in front, or the fire apparatus that's parked in front. Isn't it better to have them and not need them than need them and not have them?
Well, yes, to a degree. But when you have an excessive bunch of equipment that you don't use, we're trying to right-size government. I mean, I can remember when I was first elected on the council, when I was in the state legislature, we did not have 9, 10, 11, 12 SUVs in town. And that's what we have, Rick. And that is a tax burden. Mm-hmm. And I understand where you're coming from. I see both sides of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, they call us the four horsemen. They thought I got elected last fall. People...
People,
emotions are running wild, and it's no need of it.
Understood. You know? Let me ask you next, concerning the seniors, especially the seniors on fixed incomes who can't afford to hold on to their homes, whose fault is it that prices have gone up?
excuse me. During COVID, right after COVID, we had a boom. We had a lot of people coming in from other parts of the country, New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, wherever,
mm-hmm.
and they bought the expensive homes, and... That, in turn, drove up taxes
mm-hmm.
next door to their house, right? So we have an assessment apartment. The lady was strapped with several jobs, and that should have never happened. We have property that's not even being taxed. We have property that's being taxed in tree growth, and they have a half, three-quarters of acre. That cannot happen. We have homes. We have my Aunt Beverly and my Uncle Willard. My Uncle Willard passed away.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting a veteran's exemption. Never been a veteran. I'm the only veteran in the Hannington family. And so I brought this attention to the department. Well, they should have been, because I would have never logged it in if they weren't. So those mistakes are costing... the real significant taxpayers a misjustice, because we have several hundred thousand, if not millions, worth of property that's not even being assessed.
Let me get a final couple of questions in with you before we run out of time here. And again, someone is thinking, you arranged this. I did not. I'm looking at Paul Wolf. I did not arrange, and I appreciate Sheldon Hannington, you calling in on the program, and that is... Someone suggests, well, why don't you just get more businesses to come to Lincoln and beef up your tax base?
That is a good idea. That is what we've been trying to do ever since we hired Jay Hardy probably 9 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
We have tried that.
Well, how's that working then?
Well, it's very slow. We had Lignaterra that committed, stringing us on for 3 years. I made a couple suggestions at the time of a couple businesses, but business is not going to come to rural Maine until we get our fiscal house in order. That is one reason why under Governor LePage, I can tell you we had two businesses that wanted to come to Maine, set up shop, but with the tax that we had at the time, energy costs at the time, the mill rates, they look at all this stuff,
oh, yeah.
And if it's not economically feasible,
oh, yeah, we know.
They're going to go to Alabama.
I know. We talk about energy costs, and I think if energy costs were what they should be in our state, those seniors on a fixed income that you talked about just a moment ago would have a lot easier time holding on to their homes, even as the rich kids have come to town. Let me ask you this. Where is the middle ground? I got about a minute here. Sheldon, where's the middle ground that we keep the town of Lincoln safe so businesses will want to come and set up shop?
The middle ground, Rick, all the naysayers, stop spreading all this propaganda. Let us all come together on both sides of the aisle and come up with a solution and stop all this negative whining. I almost brought a platter of cheese to the council meeting the other night just to say, hey, look, but no, I said, I'm, you know, I'm a realist. And I think what we need to do, Rick, is all sit down and be adults and say, what are we going to do to move this town forward?
You say that, but the ink's already dry on this budget for the chief and the first responders. There's no more getting together to talk about this. This ship has sailed into the lake, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, Rick. But everyone's got to realize they need to live within the means, not the want.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.